sir. Official. All right, Father's Day special right here for the cannabis community. This will be the first official podcast of the THC. We'll be having conversations about the cannabis community. This will be open talk, raw, uncut. Our first guest is the almighty PR Cookies from Team OSA.
Yep.
Yes, sir. How you doing, mister?
What's good, everybody? First, a shout out to the OSA boys, Steve the D-Man, Bipolar the Grower, OG Everyone Smokes, Notorious THC, Superior Flowers, 2x Cannabis Cup winner, Top Shelf Puffin Pete, Big Cock Connoisseur, and wherever I miss, my apologies, the Green Eye Grower, another one. How y'all doing?
Good, thank you, man.
Thank you for having us here tonight.
Thank you for having you here, boss.
Thank you very much.
Our first one's gonna be like a local cannabis community. Where you think this is heading right now? We have a lot of support here, man. There's a lot of people doing it, bro.
Hopefully it's headed to a good direction. Man. You never know about the future. You can see what they're trying to plan, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it don't. So, all you need to just stand by, see how it goes, and just play your position. That's the way I look at it.
Now, one question I got, that this is a personal question from me. What inspired you to pursue a job title in this industry? What make you be PR Cookies?
I'm going to be honest, man. I got tired of working my ass off and getting paid peanuts and just got tired, bro. I was smoking, I'm an injured veteran.
Yeah.
Disabled veteran.
Salute.
Thank you. I got two fucked up knees. I got nerve damage. I got PTSD. So my health was getting worse. And I tell you this, man. It was mids when I picked it up. I'm not gonna lie, it was mids.
We all went through it, man. We all went through it.
It was mids, but I will tell you this. I picked it up. And I smoked, and it was the last time I picked up a bottle of it.
Okay, wow.
That was the last time. Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't even know when going, nothing, boom, I just smoked. From there, I started smoking. At least I thought until I came up here, thanks to Bipolar the Grow.
Yep.
Shout outs to him. I'm up here, introduce me to the band, the agreement, and make sure you know. Little by little, learning from both of them.
Yep.
Dirty how it is that, shout out to the PVS, Pioneer Valley Sesh, Dirty Dave, Jake Dub. They open up the doors for a couple of vendors on the west side. And next, we're at where we are.
Cool. Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, I might as well just get right into it. I mean, I'm smoking on some Timos product right now. But
yeah. Out of Cookies G3.
Yep.
Out of everything, you would say, what has got to be? Top
hands down, Animal Cookies.
Yeah?
Hands down.
Hands down? Just like that?
I don't care. Hey, listen, man. We grow some good stuff. We got some really good
strains.
You ask me, Bamba, I think I'm going to challenge you. That wedding cake, Bamba, is kind of like...
I'm sorry, bro. No? Animal Cookies, bro.
Really?
Hands down.
What's the difference? If they ask you what's the difference between those two, wedding cake and Animal
Cookies? For me personally.
Yeah.
Can't speak for anybody else.
Yeah.
It's the only strain that if you give it out of 5 stars, it's 5 all the way across. From taste to smell to smoke to aroma to looks. I mean, the high is just, I be honest. When we harvest it, I really don't like to let it go. I'll be honest.
Well, after smoking else's product, I don't know. Every other product is just not the same.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like.
Awesome.
Top
no, there's like, some fire out there. I thank you very much, but
there's some fire out there.
There's some fire out there, man. There is some fire out there. It's everybody is different. Everybody is different. Everybody's different, man. So, you know what I'm saying? There are some fire out there, man. Don't think there is. There's a lot of good grows out here, especially in the Mass, Rhode Island, main area.
One thing that I realized now that I've been exploring this cannabis community is like in the East Coast, man. A lot of people talk about LA, no disrespect to LA, but the East Coast, there's a lot of people that have been doing it for a long time.
A lot of secrets.
Exactly, and nobody knows. Exactly. It's like, I'm just amazed, bro, like how...
I would say this, there's good growers everywhere. Of course, you gotta find them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. But there are good growers everywhere. Mm-hmm. The thing with the Cali thing and my thing is just that Cali's been doing this since the 90s, since it was legally medically in the 90s. So they had what? Damn near almost 3 decades.
Ahead of us.
You know, ahead of every coast. Yeah. You know, you gotta give them credit for that, from the extraction to the breeding to the genetics they be coming out. You gotta be a fool not to give them credit. Now, when it comes to growing quality, that's up to personal debate for anybody else. People have different views on it. But, you know, you cannot, you know what I'm saying? I gotta give them credit on the aspect that they breed good genetics, they make good genetics, and they got some hell of extractors. You gotta give them credit. But East Coast, you know, East Coast coming up, Michigan, Rhode Island, Mass, you know what I'm saying, Maine, we're coming up, you know what I'm saying?
Producer.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? But just imagine if we had like the almost 20, 30 years that they had, imagine if we had it. So, you see what I'm saying? It's all about who got the first step.
Yeah,
and you gotta give them credit for that, but East Coast is coming up,
but
we're coming up.
Okay, so now, let's talk about the team, bro. How was the Canna Cup, bro? All the stuff you did in the last 2 weeks, man. Let's talk about that.
It was my first cup. I gotta say thanks and shout out to D Degree, man. You know what I'm saying? It was my first cup, and the experience, it was great. But I will say this, man. It's going to the PBS and doing the PBS, it wasn't really that shocking. It was just more how big it was, and then you had the performance and everything, you know. But the performances was good, man. You know, shout out to Superior Flowers, also boy member right there, man, for winning. That's 2 times cup champion right there.
There you
go. You know what I'm saying? He won Wedding Cake First Place Hybrid 2017. And he won First Place 2018 Non-Solvent Purple Pebbles. Guy's a beast, man.
Big, guy's a beast.
That Wedding Cake was it.
One question, what was the craziest shit you saw over there?
Oh, this dude got his ass whipped, bro, for stealing.
Right in the cup?
No, shit, straight up. So check this out. We over here, I'm chilling with, shout out to also member Top Shelf Puffy P. Mm-hmm. Shout out to, you know, our same kid, not growing, you know who he is. You know what I'm saying, another awesome boys. This what happened. So we over here watching a performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we turn around, some dude is getting clocked in the head, right in the face, bam, bam. So as he's getting hit, if you saw it, it was one of the sickest shit I ever seen. Because as he was getting hit, he was grabbing whatever bag that dude had in his shoulder, was just covering it off his hand as he was getting hit. And as soon as the guy stopped, he got up, grabbed the bag, and started dipping, ran into the crowd. Now, he ran into the crowd, that was a dumb stupid stuff he did, because the other guys caught him. Happened to be, he was stealing from a lot of vendors there.
Wow.
He was reaching in, grabbing, you know, and that's, let me tell you, people? You know, you got these vendors that, you know what I'm saying, that they work hard for what they got to do, whether, you know, they do how they do it. They working hard for that, for somebody to come in and try to steal a whole jar. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? He got, I guess, what, as you would say, karma?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, man, that was pretty crazy. You see that there? Security came after, you know, having boom, took him out. That was it. Everything went on the smooth.
How was the vibes there? How was
let me tell you, the vibe was crazy.
Meeting a bunch of people, meeting all these different vendors.
Shout out to Notorious THC, also boy, right there. Shout out to Canna Boys for showing us a good time as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Michigan boys right there. Them dudes got some fire.
Michigan, for real?
Michigan, bro. But they show also a lot of love. They show us a lot of love.
That's what it's all about.
What were some of the strains you saw over there? Any typical strain from around here, or any rare strain?
No. That was definitely smoking that Dixie Bakes by Superior Flowers, the Wedding Cake. The Purple Pebbles.
Purple Pebbles from there.
Yeah. The Animal Mint number 3 from Canna Boys.
Animal Mint?
Animal Mint, fucking fire, man. Straight fire.
Beautiful. cookie.
Yeah, that shit was sweet. Cannaboy's got they got some fucking fire, man. I gotta say.
Well, let's give them a shout out.
Yeah, give them a shout out. At Cannaboy's, man, from Michigan, man.
Cannaboy, yes, sir. I got one question for the people that go on your page. If they see that website you got, what is plant science? I was taking a look last night. It's a lot of interesting stuff there.
Yeah, that's the website where you can get the OSO 28 silica. Sorry about that. I'm getting some people.
No, I know.
My DMs are blowing up. Yeah, they loving the diamonds, man. That's the new thing right there. Yeah, but OSO 28 silica and deep six roots in the colony. It's my approach. That's our additives. Go to plantscienceconcepts.com, check it out right there. And, you know, people ask me about it, what it is and everything, and I explain it to them. But I feel like even if I explain it to them, they'll be like, hey, you know, you work for them, so you're going to say whatever it is. So
of course,
our motto is, okay, we're not going to, you know, we'll educate you. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to listen, we'll educate you on it.
Yeah. But
if you think that we're just going to talk, we just talk to talk, okay.
Just bullshitting you. Yeah,
we'll give you samples and we'll tell you very simple. You run it, you're ready, whatever, what new juice you run. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll tell you, okay, you run two plants like this and then you run the other hand and you see it side by side. Don't take it for my word, see it yourself.
Yeah.
And then come back to us and you tell us, it's like our flowers. We don't tell you, oh, our flowers are the best, it's a fire. No. Because every grower is going to say that. Everybody. So what we do is go like this. Oh, you show us. You tell us what you think.
Exactly how it is.
And then that's it. You know what I'm saying? And from there, you be the judge. If it's fire, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. If it's shitty, you're going to be like, yo, it's not good.
Yeah.
So there was another one that we smoked. It was called Sticky Buns by Cannaboys.
Yeah.
It was the Matt Cross with GG4. That's top shelf puff for me. That was. Yo, let me give a shout out to Loud Organics in Cali as well too, man. He probably has that Uncle Larry's bananas.
Yeah.
Banana OG Cross TK Larry.
That sounds scary, man.
No, man, let me tell you, man, it crept up in my top five.
Okay. Oh, you get it out right there. Top five. What are your top fives?
Let's hear it.
Top five.
Man, hands down, animal cookie.
Animal cookie, okay. What's the second one?
Legend OG.
That's the label with Muhammad Ali, right? I never had that. Boy, Legend OG, what else?
I tell you this, shout out to Roscu, he does the designs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Roscu, he does the designs. He's really sick with it too.
That's the kid that do the OSA Boys logo.
Yeah, he did
He's working right now as it is. Shout out to him. He's working on the logo for the podcast.
That's what's up, man.
Yes,
that's
sir.
So he's got a nasty eye talent for the market. The guy, you gotta get credit with credit.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? So
Animal Cookie, Legend OG, was
I got the
G3 number three.
Oh, I had that from you. That shit was delicious. Remember that? We have that, right?
We had a lot of that.
Animal Cookie, Legend OG, G3, two more.
Uncle Larry's banana number five.
Wow, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, that's number five. That's number five.
So we skip.
And then the number four. I go back and forth with these two, man. I go back and forth, man.
Wow, wedding cake.
Nah, man. To be honest, I don't even got wedding cake in my top five.
No?
Nah, man. I know everybody loves it. It's a great show. Just to each his own, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Keeps them married.
I
got that wedding cake on his brain.
I'm going to tell you this, man. It goes between two. And I give it a shout out. Shout out to OG Everyone Smokes for this one, man. Because he created this Legend P10.
Legend P10
that he created up there in Cali.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's an old supporter as well, so shout out to OG
West Coast.
That Legend P10 is serious, man. That's a sleeper of mine. That's a sleeper. But to be honest, man, another sleeper that we have that a lot of people don't talk about, to be honest, the Motor Breath 15.
I've seen a picture of them.
And let me tell you, man, I smoked a lot of strains from different growers, man. And shout out to all the growers out there that I smoked from. You know what I'm saying? E-Money Savage, Dashboard Extracts, Northeast Extracts, you know what I'm saying? Boston Baked Buds, you know, Sour Bud Diesels, you know what I'm saying? It's my own homegrown, Kaya Gardening, you know what I'm saying? Some other growers that you don't even to see them being anything.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
But that BPG blueberry cookies, you know, by Bipolar, that's in my top 10. But you're not gonna see that for a while.
Right? He's from around here, that Bipolar.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's
from around here. He's a masshole, bro. Okay. That dude right there, yo, listen, man. He convinced me to come up here, man. He moved from over there, come up here. You know, so as a veteran, I wasn't getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting treated like shit, like a whole bunch of millions of veterans were treated like shit, man. Yeah. So you know, so we just need to go to search for a better life.
Yeah. You want to explain to the people listening, because we know what's a sesh. Not a lot of people know when we use the term sesh. When you say PBS, when people say the space, stuff like that, for the people listening, sesh, what is a sesh?
It's just an event, so everybody gets together and just smokes and have a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not, nobody's trying to have beef, nobody's trying to have
problems. Exactly. Say, man, good vibes.
You got people that work 9-to-5 jobs, you know what I'm saying? You got single mothers that work hard for their kids. You got, you know what I'm saying, fathers who, you know what I'm saying, single fathers who are trying to do their thing. Everybody's going through something a week, and they just want to go
a little escape,
you know what I'm saying? Because
man,
you gotta get away from this crazy world. This world is not a saint. This is the crazy ass world. So everybody needs that little, you know, safe space to go out and just vent, smoke, have a good time, and that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's
good.
And that's what a session is, man. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I don't know what.
But I mean, for the new people that are diving into this community, they just smoke weed. They have no knowledge of the lingo, slang. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Get educated.
Yeah, man.
Nowadays, you got everything in your phone. You got all the information you need in your phone. It ain't like back in the days where we had beepers, my dude. You know, back in the days.
Oh yeah, remember the beeper? Remember the big ass phone?
Everything was numerical code, bro. That was how it was back in the day. Well, you know, you was one of those, you know, caballos with those big portable phone books.
Yeah,
you know,
man, I remember that shit. That antenna was huge, man.
Outside of that, it was the newspaper or what you experienced and what you heard.
Yeah.
So right now, they got all the information. Educate yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Know the difference between indica and sativa hybrid. You know what I'm saying? Know the difference.
Absolutely.
See what you like and stick with what you like. Never be afraid to try new things. You know what I'm saying? This lately, there's just so many genetics being pumped out, man. I mean, so many different genetics. You know, grown right, it's fine, man. It depends on the
growth. Yeah, but going back to Massachusetts.
Massholes. Stand up.
Yeah. Team OSA is only in the East Coast, or Team OSA is a nationwide?
No, it's not a nationwide. It's Rhode Island.
Okay.
We got members in Mass, Michigan.
Okay.
Canada. You know, these are guys that, you know what I'm saying, that The boss man knows for years.
Wow.
You know, good peoples, man. Like I said, man, they're fucking good ass peoples, man. It's good to when you go to different parts of the states and you get love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People, you know, hey, what's up? You know, show them smoke. Good time, man. No hating, no BS, just.
Are we gonna see Team OSA anytime soon in Stravaganza in Northampton?
You know what, man? We've been thinking about it, man. We've been there. You guys might, man. It depends, man. You know what I'm saying?
Because this year was lit. We were there doing some other stuff, but this year was lit, man.
I've been here since 2006.
No. This year was the first time I went. We were there and... it was fucking amazing. What I miss the day after I heard that the dabbing grandma was there.
Oh, really?
And I miss that. I don't know.
Yo, that name was still dabbing grandma.
It's dabbing grandma.
My grandma's name still dabbing.
Right? Shit.
Full legend for the rest of the month.
Yeah, dabbing, man. Brother, it's been an honor, man. It's just.
No. The honor is mine, man.
It's
some of the members couldn't make it today. You know, they got to do their things, you know.
Take care.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes, sir. Very important. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, man. Smoke one.
Feliz Día de los Padres.
And you know what, man? For you ladies out there, that y'all got a man who's a father, just roll him a J backwards. Get him some diamonds.
There you go.
Put some in the ring. Just,
there
you know what? Just be like, listen here, man. Here you go. Do whatever extra you have to. You only get one day a year.
Yeah, man.
Might as well go all out, man.
Well,
That's the way I see it, man.
Salute to all those dads, man, holding their kids on their own.
Fuck you deadbeats, dads.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fuck y'all smoke meds. I like it.
Listen, man. All right, this is how it's going to go for the cannabis community. Thanks for the support from my men, 413 Tertopia, Piff Flair, Jace Media, PR Cookies. We just dive into the first episode. It's been a great pleasure having you, my man, here.
We just smoked
some gas. We have some good conversation. We'll probably continue talking after the thing shut off, but God bless you guys. Stay high. Piff Flair, 413 Tertopia, PR Cookies, Jace Media, we out.